News on the Missouri Net. I'm Brent Martin in Denver. The Democratic National Convention has ended on a historic note, nominating Barack Obama as the Democratic presidential nominee, the first African-American to lead the presidential ticket of a major political party. That's no small step, says Kansas City Congressman Emmanuel Cleaver, who is black.
Since the summer of 1619, we've been in this country for 300 years as slaves, and then in the year 2008, an African-American has been nominated by one of the major political parties for the presidency. And when you think about it, a race of people that came from slavery to the very brink of the U.S. presidency is an amazing story.
Black St. Louis Congressman William Lacey Clay says the nomination strikes a chord.
Yes, it's a lot of pride in me, and I feel so proud of what we have accomplished as African Americans, and it tells me what we've accomplished as a country and as a state to be able to progress over a 45 or 50 year period to where we are now as a nation.
Both Clay and Cleaver say the significance of the nomination, the culmination of the Democratic National Convention, will not ensure victory in November. Cleaver sees a tough political battle ahead and predicts it will be difficult for Obama to win Missouri.
Keep in mind that Hillary Clinton won 110 Missouri counties. Barack Obama won 4. So I'm not willing to promote some irrational joy because it's going to be a tough job.
Still, the two Missouri congressmen say nothing can undermine the significance of a black politician climbing all the way to the top rung of the ladder. Brent Martin, Missouri Net, at the Democratic National Convention, Denver.